On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in studio. Golden Globe nominated actor Ron Livingston. How are you, man?
Good, Mario. Good.
Thanks for coming in. I'm a big fan. I was just talking to my buddies right now. I was like, oh, man, I can't wait to talk to this guy.
Thank you. Thanks
for having
me.
Really, really cool. So you got so much going on. Let's start right now with your new Audience Network show, Louder Milk. What's it about?
Louder Milk's about a guy. He's a drug and alcohol counselor who's kind of a deadbeat, you know? Like, he's out of a long line of sort of misanthrope characters. I think what's fun about it is... you know, he's kind of found this niche of working with people who fall through the cracks everywhere else.
Yeah.
But he's really one of those people that has fallen through the cracks everywhere else. So it's kind of about people who find themselves at rock bottom trying, you know, and unsuccessfully at times to help themselves and each other.
A comedy, a drama.
It's a comedy. It's straight comedy.
It's okay.
Pete Farrelly too. So,
oh, okay.
So, like, we go at it hard. There's, it's gloves off comedy, and you know, we're on Audience Network, on DirecTV, so we don't have any of the FCC restrictions, and I think it's so we're trying to take, you know, a little bit of an edgier tone,
yeah,
to half hour comedy in the way that we've seen that happen in the drama world over the last few years.
Well, and you know, I'm surprised they haven't taken advantage of that, because television being so strong right now, and specifically in the comedy department, it seems like they haven't really been, I don't know if they haven't been allowed or they haven't chosen to, but I'm like, I wonder why they haven't gone there yet.
I think it's kind of, it can be a little scary. I mean, I know going into it, because there's kind of no, I mean, you know, Don Rickles used to work really blue, but that's a stand-up thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone's a little scared with, like, well, if these guys are going to be, if they're going to say shit that, you know, that gets us in trouble, are we going to be okay, you know? Like,
right.
Is it still going to be funny, or are we going to lose our audience?
Well, and also, too, I just realized as I'm thinking out loud that we're in such a politically correct world now, too. It's you almost kind of hesitate to make certain jokes for fear of certain backlash, which is unfortunate. I think more so with stand-up comics than in sitcoms themselves, or at least hopefully that's the case, right?
Yeah, I think we wade right into it. Here's my thing is I think if you're going to be politically correct because you're trying to be kind to people,
right,
I'm all for that. If you're going to be politically correct as a way to like attack somebody else for not being politically correct, it's helpful to have the discussions as long as we're having it.
Exactly. Yeah. Otherwise, it's just hypocrisy.
Otherwise, so. Yeah, we're just sniping at each other.
You're exactly right. Who are your co-stars on the show?
It's Will Sasso.
Okay.
Who's fantastic, you know. I was saying he's a joy to work with, because you sit next to him and funny things happen, and then you get to take credit for half of it. So
yeah,
you know, and there's never any fear that it's going to happen
because
Will's there.
That's funny. You look great, man. By the way,
well, thank you,
have
brother.
An age like in the lab. I'm sure you're one of those guys like, oh wow, you know, they instantly like, yeah, is that him? They recognize you right away. What do people come up to you and ask you the most or mention the most?
I hear, you know, I've been around long enough that there's a couple of them. I get a lot of Office Space. I get a lot of Sex in the City, Band of Brothers. Yeah,
that's diverse, man. That's great. Yeah, depending on the demo, right?
There's a lot of different things at this point. You know, and
that's awesome.
I'm always flattered.
Yeah, I bet. Well, coming up, you got a new Jason Reitman film, Tully, with Charlize Theron. What can you tell us about that?
It's a Diablo Cody script. Jason Reitman and Charlize, who worked together before, so they have a good history and rapport. I play Charlize's husband in it's a story basically about a mom who's dealing with postpartum and her older brother, who's wealthy, gets her a night nurse, a baby nurse at night, sort of against her will.
Yeah.
And it's about how that sort of relationship changes the family dynamic. And it's very funny. It's dark, like all of Diablo's stuff.
Right. And what character do you play?
What's that?
I'm
Charlize's husband.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, who's like doing the best he can, which is not all that good.
Yeah. Wife, well, there's worse people to have as a wife.
Yeah.
You did very well. You scored. Yeah.
No, she's lovely. She's lovely. Although I did pretty good in real life, too. So.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Yeah, man, right there. I meant scored on screen, of course. Right. And nice to hear. And nice a shout out to the missus right there. Mm-hmm. I want to throw back a moment because I can't believe it's been what? At least 20 years since Swingers? Has it been 20 years?
96.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I vividly remember watching that. And I was like at the same age as you guys is going through it. Obviously, cult classic, love it, holds up. What do you remember from the experience as far as the actual process? Any takeaways as far as the memories of shooting it?
You know, the thing I remember most about that one was the whole year before that went into the genesis of this thing. We were never going to be a part of it. It was, we were John's friends. And we really got involved in it with it. We would do readings. He was just trying to sell it to somebody. Nobody bought it for a year. And then it kind of came together. He was like, well, let's just make it with us. So to me, it was really a labor of love that everybody felt kind of entitled to be there. I didn't have any idea it was going to, you know, it was going to work the way that it did. I was just happy to be in a movie. It was one of the first things I've ever been in.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why it did work. It seemed authentic as far as you guys were really buddies and liked each other and hanging out. It's so cool, man. So cool to be part of something so classic right there. And obviously being in the era of reboots and sequels right now, would you ever consider anything in the Office Space world?
I mean, I consider anything and everything.
Since you look the same.
I consider anything and everything. It's got to be. Mike's a busy guy these days. You know, Mike Judge is, he's not hurting for stuff. And I sort of suspect that if he had an Office Space sequel up his sleeve somewhere, that it probably would have come out before now.
Right.
So I don't have any problem with being one and done with it.
But you're not exactly opposed to it if a clever script comes.
No, I'm not opposed to anything.
Love it. Love it, man. Yeah. Now, why can't we find you anywhere on social media? You just refuse to entertain that platform?
Yeah, I think I'm just old, you know?
you and I both.
You know what I mean? Yeah, if I can keep my Wi-Fi up and running, I feel really proud of myself. You know? And I used to be, I was in the early days. Like, my first computer had 4K of, you know, onboard RAM, for anyone who knows what that means. But
you're talking foreign now.
Yeah, so it's just one of those things that, I got young kids. I have a feeling that once they get to the age that they're on it, all of a sudden I'm going to be on it. Just to, you know.
To monitor.
To spy on them, really.
Right. How old are your kids?
4 and going on 2.
Oh, okay. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's great having kids being a little older, right? And a little mature. Awesome. At least I think. I mean, I'm telling myself since I
started.
But I mean, you have more patience, I feel, right? You get your act a little bit more together and stuff.
I'd say I have more patience. I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much more. I do definitely wish I had the kind of endurance and bounce back that I had when I was, you know, 25. Right.
The energy.
Yeah, I don't have that, but it's good. I can't say a bad thing about it.
How old are, a boy and a girl?
Two girls.
God bless you. Yep. Are you going for the boy or is that it?
I don't know. We'll talk that out. We'll see. We'll see where we're at, I think. I like to space them out a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. That's healthy. You go for the boy, you end up getting like twin girls.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see how young we see it. We'll probably get a dog first. And, you know,
make that transition. Have you decided on Halloween costumes yet? Are you doing a theme as a family?
We are doing.
Which I strongly suggest.
We are in the thick of it.
Nice.
Yeah, Gracie decided she wants to go as the character Russell from Up. You know,
okay.
The wilderness explorer.
I love that little chubby guy.
I do too. So we're tickled about that. I think I'm going to go as Carl Fredrickson. I think my wife's going to be the bird.
Oh, that's good. It's a great
flick. That should be fun.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, answers before we leave here. Favorite office supply?
Favorite office supply, paper clips.
Last show you binged watched?
That's a good question. Let's see. I mean, definitely Game of Thrones, but I know there's been, there's has to have been a couple in between there.
I don't
have
it. Can't go wrong with GOT.
Yeah.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Celebrity crush growing up. I mean, that runs the gamut. I mean, Jessica Lange, I guess, is a...
Dang, yeah. Old school Jessica Lange.
Yeah,
okay.
Old school, yeah. But anyhow, you know, Maureen McCormick.
Right. Oh, diverse. Okay, you know, I like that.
Yeah.
Time travel destination.
Time travel destination? You know, I've got two kids, so if I can just get to 9:30 p.m., that's, you know, that's what I want my time machine to be.
And then as they get older, you'll be like, I can just get them in bed by 9:30 p.m.
Right.
If you could remake any film with you starring in it, which one would it be?
That's a really good question. I don't know. It might be something that Jimmy Stewart did, and I'm not sure which. I'm not sure which one. Yeah, I actually prefer doing I like doing them new rather than remaking them a little bit, just because I think when you remake it, it's not even about the comparisons. You just lose that fresh snow of the audience not knowing what's going to happen.
Well, then who plays you in the Ron Livingston story?
Who plays me in the Ron Livingston story? I don't know. There's 100 of, you know, how much, what's our budget?
Producer hat on. I like that.
We can do better than me, really, for that.
Best answer yet.
See what Chandler's doing.
I love it. Well, while we wait for that to come out, Loudermilk airs Tuesdays on the Audience Network. Thanks for stopping by, man. Pleasure meeting you.
Thank you for having me, brother.
On with Mario Lopez.